Teda Ad, Shmikates, 68. Finish up the Maimer today. Okay, we're middle of the first. No, not yet. Okay, we'll start again from the paragraph. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining the difference between the Shiva Reim and the Shmeina Nesicha Yodam. One is Pnimius, one is Makif. So even though there's an advantage of Pnimius, there's an advantage of Makif. Makif is stronger, Makif breaks evil. And that's why we discussed that Beis HaMikdash, the seven was inside versus the Chanukah is outside because it can, the eight and Shmeina Nesicha Yodam could actually get rid of the darkness. So he says, "El Havim Be'er Dvarim." Now, being Yishmeinu Nesichei Adam, to understand better, again, a few lines here we learned of the advantage of the eighth Nesichei Adam. The Vadi Areim Em Yaisin Alim B'Mashem Mashpim Chinas Pnimius. There's no question that the Areim are higher because they give Pnimius. They internalize it. Mashen Kem Nesichei Adam. But on the other hand, the Nesichei Adam, the anointed ones, is only the external level. Hainu Fisha Areim Nishmasim Chinas Pnimius. Because the Reim, then why? And based on what your neshama is, that's what you give. So the Shiva Reim, their neshama came from Pnimius. So therefore, their giving is Pnimius. Shmein and Nesichei Adam come from a higher level of Makif. So therefore, they give Makif. That's what we left off yesterday. Okay, Amdam. But there's an advantage of the Shmeina Nesichei Adam. Come from a higher level than the Neshamas of the shepherds, but they come from the Chitzenius of the Elyon, meaning the external of the higher, which is higher than the Pnimius of the lower. Okay? Kumeya Derech Moshu. Okay, this is where we're really up to. Okay, Vok me aderech mashul shehelim shamine peiris shechshuvim yikarim me'ed sheyashbam yisin ma'ila mishar peiris. He says the leaves that the fruits grow out of are in a certain respect greater, better than the fruit itself. Why? Alfa pi sha'ala me mechitzenius. Even though the leaves, the branches, are external, even though they don't even have a taste, like even the lowest type of fruit, they're still, in other words, the leaves of better fruits have an advantage over the lower type of fruits. Because they're still the branches of the higher fruits. The lowest of the high is higher than the highest of the low. And yet, there's an advantage of even the lower fruits over the branches of the higher fruits. So he said basically, the Rebbe is explaining like this. The Shmeina Nesichei Adam. Yes, they're the level of Chitzenius. Therefore, they only reveal Makif, the superficial encompassing levels. But nevertheless, they come from a higher level. Yes, they come from a Chitzenius of the higher level, which is better than the Pnimius of the lower level. Just like the leaves of a higher fruit have an advantage over the leaves, over the actual fruit of the lower level. Even though this tastes like fruit and this doesn't. But it's still the leaf of a higher fruit. Vinei. Okay, so now he goes into neshamas. Okay, v'hine al derech zeh yesh beis, meaning neshamas. There are two levels of neshamas. Yesh neshamas yireim u'shleimim. There are neshamas that are very sincere, very complete, very devoted. K'mei elu t'mima va'af al pikein en yecholim lilmed l'zulosim teiros Hashem. They're not able to teach others. Teda. Like you said before, Rabbi Chanina ben Deisa, right? He wasn't as learned as Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai, but he was able to heal the sick, unlike Rabbi Yechim ben Zakkai. Okay? So this is the advantage of those in the Shamas. The Yash in the Shamas, Bali Teda.
How could it be a different between the Shamas if there is they come from the same source?
That's the question of the second parak of Tanya. The Alter Rebbe asks the question, if all Neshamas come from the same place, how is it you have the Neshamas of the Tzaddikim and then you have our Neshamas? Or he says, the Neshamas of the Avis, Moshe Rabbeinu, they're much, much greater. And we're the low heels, right before the coming of Mashiach. So the Alter Rebbe explains, all Neshamas come from the same place. Just like the entire child comes from the seed of the father. Correct? But when this seed has in it all parts of the body. Yet, when the seed, through 9 months of pregnancy, becomes developed, this part of the seed, the sperm, becomes the head, this part the hands, this part the stomach, this part the foot. Where do they all originate from? From the sperm of the seed of the father. But then, when they come down, through 9 months of pregnancy, which is like the descent of birth, then this becomes head. So he says, all neshamas originate in Atzilus. All neshamas originate in Chochma of Atzilus, which is the brain that causes the seed to be created. Then when the neshamas come down through the worlds, some neshamas stay in the original Atzilus level and just freeway through Bria Yitzir Nasiya. They don't become affected on the way. They go direct, without traffic, by the way, and they come straight down. Those neshamas are called neshamas of Atzilus, because down here they're on the level of Atzilus. Neshamas that stop in Bria along the way, and then they freeway through Yitzir and Asiya, they're called neshamas of Bria, Yitzir and Asiya. So all neshamas originate in the same place. There are certain neshamas that come from the, so to speak, the seichel of Atzilus. Those become the Torah people. They're people that become from the Midas of Atzilus. They become the like the Bechanina ben Daisa, Cheni Amagel, those types of people. We don't find Cheni Amagel in the Mishnah mentioning words of Torah. Like we don't find Reb Chanina ben Daisa. And amongst others like that, we don't find. Yet, their neshamas are, in a certain respect, from a higher level than those that are Torah. And he says, I know. You have the neshamas between the shleim and tachas kokach, b'li shum deifi, like the neshamas that he mentioned before. They're not as great. Rabbi Yechon's neshama, Rabbi Yechon Zakeh's neshama, not measuring it, but based on this, he says, was not as great as Rabbi Chanina Medeisa. And therefore, Rabbi Chanina Medeisa was able to accomplish things that he couldn't. I know sheyirei and v'tmimim. They come from the world of Iskasya. Therefore, they cannot be the official leaders of the generation. Because they come from the higher world of concealment, and it's protected from being touched, like wine, which is, protect not to be touched. Mikama came einam bali teda kol kach liyaisen ap mechinis chitzen yiselyin. Meaning, they come from the world of Iskasya, Alma Iskasya, hidden worlds. Because they come from the hidden worlds, they can be a leader of the generation, because a leader of the generation has to be part of them. He has to reveal das, like amuna, into the people. So he can be an external, a hidden neshama that's able to provide for the generation. So those neshamas are bali teir. What's unique about Mashiach, the Rebbe said many times, Mashiach is anointed, a melech, which is removed from the people. He's not, a melech comes from Alma Diskasya. You can't have a melech that's removed from the people, dealing directly, guiding people. He doesn't. His name does. He doesn't. So, but Mashiach's advantage is he's going to be a melech and a teacher. Then he has an advantage of the raya and the nesichiyot, which is the uniqueness of Mashiach. Ubali atayra, and the people that teach Torah, hey mevchinas pnimis, Rakshim Bechinas Pnim is Tachten Alma Dizgalia. Lachain in Bizgalis Lulamit. Therefore, because they come from the revealed world, therefore they're revealing teaching. Meaning, he says like this. It says in Kabbalah, that's what he says obviously, that the eight, the Sichei Adam, come from the first eight of the 13 Yud Gimel Midas, of the 13 Yud Gimel Midas Arachmim, which is a level of Arich, higher than Atzilus. So they come from the level of Makif. Ki tikkun alafim hu er pnimi, ki alafim alafcha chochma alafcha bina. You have like this. Kel, rachum, v'chanun, erech, apayim, v'rav chesed, v'emes. No, it depends. Then you have noitze chesed, depends how, which when you start with. He says, lalafim, that's already chochma and bina. So that's already pnimius. He says, it says in Kabbalah, the first eight of the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim come from the level of Arich, which is the level of Makif. So their neshamas are greater than the neshamas of the Shivarayim. And that's the Rayim. You saw Mefanis Ichurim, which is then Neser Chesed La'alofim. L'chein, Ha'alef, T'munasa Yud L'mayel, Yud L'matavav V'emse. Ki am shocha b'pnimi yisarach li'yisei dey tzimtzim. Okay. The name, the Aleph, right? Aleph is, as everybody knows, Yud on top, Yud on the bottom, with a Vav down the middle. Correct? At an angle. Therefore, Aleph itself equals 26, which is Yud Kei Vav Kei. So he says, what's the Yud and the Yud symbolize? Yud symbolizes tzimtzum. It's the dot. Vav is when the Hamshacha comes down. It's a Yud. What's a Vav? Halachically, a Vav in the Sefer Torah is an extended Yud. You have a Yud. Okay, it's a little bit, it's a Yud. When you pull it down to the bottom of the line, it becomes a Vav. Therefore, if it's midway, you have a Shaila. Is it a Yud? Is it a Vav? You know, there's all these questions. So he says, what does that mean? Yud is Tzimtzum, and Vav is bringing Hamshacha. Anytime you want to reveal something to somebody, you need to limit it, because the way you're revealing it is automatically limiting it. In other words, if you love somebody and you want to give them a kiss, that kiss is really limiting. It's not your whole love is in the kiss. Unless if you write a maimer, like the story of the Rebbe Rashab, it's the Chassidus Shekif, that you put your essence in it, so that's the real level of love. You put your whole essence in it. But otherwise, you love somebody and you kiss them, it shows love, but you have much more love than the kiss shows. Or if somebody's teaching somebody something, so you have to limit it for the kid to teach it, but you're limiting your seichel. But in order for the seichel to be revealed, you need to limit it. That's why Yud, Alefcha Chochma, Alefcha Bina, the Aleph, which means to teach, has to have a tzimtzum, and a tzimtzum with a vav hamshach in the middle, that you need to limit it before you're able to reveal it. That's the way, so that's bina, primius. Avoches, mazalas rishenim, shekeidim, mechines alofim, that's the level of makifim, which is shedish, ches nesichi adam, which is lemaila, mimokar arayim. So he says like this. La'alofim is the ninth of the Yud Gimel Midas Harachmim. That already is Pnimius. That's already the Royim level. But the Nesichei Adam, they come from a higher level. Okay, so basically what happens, what's the Gibrela Vidas? That Chanukah is that level of Elokus revealed to everybody. And Chanukah, that level of Shmeina Nesichei Adam is primius. It is revealed to everybody. That's why Chanukah is not going to be bottled when Mashiach comes. Because that level of Makif, even when Mashiach comes, is still going to be a bright light. So he says, Ach mikoma kamerem bechinas and primis. And the sikhi adam bechinas chitzenius, what the only chitzenius tell you. Okay, so now, what's Chanuk all about? So he's wrapping it up, he says like this. Uvachanuk ha-shatim u'kol ha-shmanim shebe-heichol. When the Greeks impurified all the oil of the heichol, shua bechinas ha-pagam ha-magia b'chochma bina. It says like this. Chochma, shemen is chochma. Okay? That's what he said before. Shemen, mishchas kedesh, shemen is the level of chochma. Now, the Greeks came in and purified all the oil in the Beis HaMikdash. That means they purified the level of chochma and bina. They impurified the level of shemen, which is chochma and bina. Now, in order to rectify something lower, you need to tap into something greater. Like, how can tshuva rectify a sin that we did? You blemished it. How can you fix it? The answer is, tshuva taps into a greater level of the neshama, a greater level of godliness, that past is not past, and future is not future, and present is not present. And therefore, tshuva could undo. But in order to undo something done, you have to tap into a level above it. We learned that all in the Maimonim. So therefore, in order to purify the impurity of what the Greeks did to the oil, you have to tap into a level above that. What level is that? The Shmeina Nesichi Odom, the level of Arichampin, the level of Makif, which can purify the impure. And that's why tshuva is really connected to yechida shebenefesh, the way Chassidus explains it is that jug of pure oil that they found by digging, and it wasn't openly there, that they look and find and dig, and you know, that represents the yechida of the nefesh. In other words, and here's another interesting thing. Every word in Gemara is exact. The Gemara says they came into the Heichal, Timu kol hashmanim shebeheichal. They impurified all the oil in the Heichal. Now, if they impurified all the oil, how can you find one? Then it's not all the oil. Then they impurified all the oil minus one. But that's what Dalt Rebbe is explaining over here. The Heichal is not the Holy of Holies. The Heichal is outside, where the Menorah was. The Menorah wasn't in the Holy of Holies. The Menorah was outside the Holy of Holies, in the Heichal, in the Kodesh, as it's called. That level, the Greeks were able to be metame. But the Holy of Holies, Chesamesh Shel Kohen Gadol represents the Holy of Holies, that level, they couldn't. It's in all the levels of Heichal, they takim purified. When a person sins, he blemishes nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya. The yechida, you can't blemish. And that's why that jug of oil that was found with the seal of the Kohen Gadol, that is the level that could rectify the impurities of the rest. And therefore it burnt 8 days, which again is the supernatural level.
Rabbi, for our practical purposes, how do we elevate ourselves?
What?
How do we elevate this, our sin back up in our practical?
How do you elevate yourself? By singing Friday after Shacharis to the first minion.
I'm serious.
You don't know how serious I am.
It is serious.
That's the Yud Gimel part. That's why on Sukkis, what was the first amount of bulls? 13. That's Yud Gimel Midas Harachmin. That's the beard. It's true. Rak shebesukis nechma my days and melein sol meshen gechan. Al zeh nechlku bishami behilol. Being a locus neiris canal. In other words, that's the Alter Rebbe explained before. What was the argument between Bisham and Bisil? Bisham said you have to give a big surge at the beginning. Eight, you know, the power surge. What did you call it?
Loading dose.
You didn't say loading dose. You said loading dose?
In medicine.
Whatever. You have the loading dose. And that was first, you'd start off with 10 pills a day. And then you go down, whatever, and kill yourself with overdose. But, so that's what Beis Shammai holds. Beis Hillel knows, no, you have to go with primius, mamata lamaila. That's the argument. If you go milmaila lamata, milmata lamaila. Whether it's potential or actual. That's the whole argument. He says, that's why it says in Kabbalah that the Shvira Sakelim of Tehu were only in the 7 meters of Tehu. But Bina is the 8th level. Finished.
The Rebbe was able to give warm to